From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson announced the results of the Florida Department of Agriculture's Hurricane Idalia Impact Survey for aquaculture. The survey estimated that the adjusted reported losses from aquaculture and shellfish processors totaled just over $34.1 million. Simpson says aquaculture is Florida's most diverse agribusiness, and it took a hard hit following Hurricane Idalia. He says while these numbers are estimates, they're expected to increase as farmers continue to evaluate losses. A U.S. agribusiness delegation arrived in San Diego, Chile Monday, led by USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor. Taylor says customers in Chile are especially interested in U.S. consumer-oriented products such as dairy, beef, poultry, pork, condiments, and distilled spirits, providing U.S. exporters with many new and exciting opportunities. The members of the delegation are looking to establish business relationships and explore opportunities for U.S. ag exports to the region. For the first time in 2 weeks, the nation's average price of gasoline declined, falling 3.1 cents from a week ago to $3.80 per gallon. The national average is up 1.3 cents from a month ago and 13.6 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. The national average diesel price decreased 1.4 cents last week and stands at $4.53 per gallon, 38 cents lower than a year ago.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.